While they are coming, though, this next song is very special to my heart because, you know, a lot of times, we as women were drawn to stories in the Bible about women in the Bible. Obviously, Ruth and Esther are two of our favorites. Most of the time with women, that's where we're drawn to, courageous women that God has used. One of my favorite stories in the Bible about a dear woman is the story of Mary. God worked in her life in so many ways. And after he was crucified and was in the tomb for 3 days, you recall the story of Mary going to the tomb and seeing the tomb empty, and his body wasn't there. And in my mind, I could always picture that very dramatic scene of how she felt when she looked in the tomb and saw that he wasn't there, and how her heart was just completely broken, because after everything that they had done to her Lord, now in her mind, her imagination of what in the world could they have possibly done with her Lord. And so from a woman's standpoint especially, you can imagine the distraught heart that she had at that time. But what was so wonderful was when someone whom she thought was the gardener was standing behind her, and she turned around and she said, Where have they taken my Lord? Where's his body? And she was still in that distraught feeling. And then all of a sudden, what changed it all was when he said, Mary. All they had to do was call her name. And when he called her name, everything changed. And he still does that with all of us. He calls our name for salvation. He calls our name for service. He calls our name for comfort. He calls our name for healing. So many times, it doesn't end with just salvation. And so this story, this song, is really about three different times in our lives when we may hear Jesus call our name. But the most important thing to remember is that once he calls our name, nothing is ever the same after that. It passed, and my heart was so broken still. They'd crucified my Lord way up on Calvary's hill, and standing at the tomb through tears, I cried and begged, "Where is my Lord?" I said. His body is not here. But then a voice of love whispered so near, and when he
the mourners scoffed and said that he was 4 days late. But Jesus wept and cried, looked into faithless eyes, then turning toward the tomb, he called.
This is all of us right here on this third verse.
I tried to live my life completely on my own. I did not need a savior. I could do it all.